Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Danny on the Fan. Tomorrow, Field Trip Friday returns. We are at Craft House in Reston from 2 to 6:30 tomorrow. We expect Reston to do what they've always done, take care of their guys, show up and show out. I know the lads have lost 7 in a row. I know.
We all know.
That the locals are now 3-9. This is not the way any of us drew it up. But that's not going to stop us from having a good time. We're going to Minnesota. We're flying out on Saturday. So let's get together, talk some ball, have a little fun. Craft House, Reston tomorrow.
That is the plan. Craft House has been very good to us over these couple of years. We've had some really good memories there before some really fun games. And this is another game also, but the fun, it will be had.
So the question that was brought up, we're talking Cliff Kingsbury, and a caller said, does he do it like he does because it's better for Jaden Daniels? It's what he's more comfortable doing. It's what he's always done. Or does he do it because he's intractable? I think it's a great question. I'd love to know the answer. We do have the evidence of how they operate with Marcus Mariota, which is that they don't really change anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to look at percentages, and I don't know where to find this by quarterback, if I'm being honest. It does, for me, anecdotally feel like there are more times when they're under center, and it's not very often, and they do that bootleg thing with Marcus Mariota. But he's also just played a lot more over the last dozen weeks of football.
Yep.
So I obviously am going to remember more of those. Percentage of plays under center, Daniels versus Mariota, I wonder what that would look like. But also with Mariota.
Thank you.
You're welcome. He's also a guy that in his entire college career at Oregon and throughout his entire NFL career has lived in the gun. So I don't know that that is evidence that helps us or answers the question. Because if you're calling plays the way you do and formations the way you do because that's what Daniels likes, well, that's also probably what Mariota likes.
Who was the analyst that we had on who said the reason to go out of the shotgun all the time was to emphasize the quarterback run game? Do you remember who that was? It was like 6 weeks ago. It was a while back.
Yes.
Somebody smart. I don't know if it was a Frank Schwab or the guy that invented DVOA. I can't remember.
Robert Mays.
Was Robert Mays
coming on today? He was on like a month ago, and I asked him should they be under center more, and he said, "You know, the only reason you go under center more often, like." Basically, if you have a quarterback who can run, living in the gun or living in pistols, not a bad idea.
And that's what's haunted me since, is if the reason for all of this is to emphasize the quarterback run game, then that's not a good enough reason for me. Now, there are compelling reasons to line up in the shotgun. That is, I don't want my young quarterback ever turning his back on the football field because I want him to be able to read and process everything at all times and see where defenders are, see tendencies, see movement. I don't like the idea of him turning his back. It's really hard, for example, this is not the same.
He turns his back in pistol anyway.
Right, but in a shotgun, it's far less. You never have to take your eyes off the defense. This is not the same, I understand that, but I'm just trying to illustrate the point. Our little 7 and 8-year-olds playing flag football, when you have them fake a handoff and they turn around, it takes seconds for them to turn back around, see the field, figure out who's open, and by then, what was open isn't anymore. Whereas if they can look at things, it happens much more quickly. That's an extreme example, of course. I'm not saying that Jaden Daniels plays like an 8-year-old, but it's illustrative. You could see the challenge of turning your back. Again, there are trade-offs to that. There could be really good things. Those are reasons I'd like to hear and be interested in. If it's, I need my quarterback to run, nope, right away, tear that up and throw that out.
Yeah, I differentiate between gun and pistol on this conversation big time. Like, I think living in shotgun, which obviously you guys know this, but just for the, if there's anyone out there who's like, what's the difference? Pistol, you've got the back behind you, and so you're still getting that angle where you're turning your back to the defense. The entire point of running from under center, there's a lot of them, but one of the benefits is when you're dropping back, Danny's kind of thing that he doesn't like, when you're not looking at the defense, they can't see the ball, and it slows them down, right? When you're in traditional shotgun with a running back next to you, you have this mesh point thing where very quickly you put it in their stomach and you pull it out. It's not the same amount of time where they're confused or don't know what's happening. It's a way smaller time. Now, you can make the argument, and some people do, that in pistol, that it works the same way. I still think there are great benefits to being under center.
There definitely are.
Based on where the back is, you're still, it takes longer to get back to the line of scrimmage. They're so deep. The timing, marrying up play action, is still better under center. But shotgun is, I don't want to say it's dead to me, but it's not like I would never do it. But majoring in shotgun to me is the worst of the three. Like, if we're playing blink, marry, kill, or whatever the game is,
yeah.
Like, shotgun gets killed every time.
Yeah.
I will, you know, the number two is going to be pistol, but under center is number one. Let's go to Jeff in Woodbridge. What's up, Jeff?
Hello, gentlemen. Always a pleasure.
Thanks,
Happy
buddy.
Holidays.
You too, buddy.
You as well.
Thank you. 2 points. First of all, I think it's hard to underestimate how bad the current situation is as far as his not being able to adjust more, number one, because of the injuries, and two, because of the complementary football. I mean, the defense is so bad. I mean, you're just at risk constantly of putting them in a worse position if you have the occasional three and out. And so I think he has had to adjust, just not in the way we'd like to see it, you know, because of he's been hampered.
That's a good point.
Second point. I think the most important thing is the development of Jaden Daniels. And you know, here's a guy that's had Johnny Manziel and Patrick Mahomes, Caleb Williams, and Jaden Daniels. And, you know, you could take a lot of – I mean, they were all very extremely successful during the time he was coaching them. And the guy knows how to develop a quarterback. You could have had – how many quarterbacks have you seen drafted in the first round that are, you know, out of the league in a year or two because of how they were handled?
Yeah, I think Daniels probably, regardless of who was coaching him, would have been okay. But I think your point's correct, which is he's got a great track record with quarterbacks, which is one of the reasons the team was intrigued.
That's why
he got
a head coaching gig.
Exactly, and he'll get another one, and he deserves to get another one at some point based on what he's done with Daniels. I think that's very well said. All right, next we'll do two things. Laremy Tunsil's due for a payday. It could be coming this offseason, and I think you guys will be intrigued to hear what Kingsbury had to say about paying him. It was a pretty fascinating comment today. Plus, which NFL head coaches are in trouble as we barrel down the stretch of this NFL regular season? Whose seats are getting hottest? It's next on Grant and Danny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.